We're doing pretty good. The guys had the face-to-face meeting last Thursday, so we're picking up again at the top of the hour for the KQIRP group. They have been beyond busy, both at home and at work there. So radio was far and few in between for me, but that too shall pass. Well, Dennis, how you been? What's up?
I've been doing alright. Just the usual stuff. But I'll be taking the part one of the TE exam this weekend, so you know, that kinda pretty much gonna be taken for the last couple of weeks, actually a couple of months. So I've been out of the hobby for some pretty long time here. But anyway, it's just the usual work, and sometimes I work overnight, so, you know, I get pretty tired after I get home. And that's pretty much it. So, I guess the view is just around the corner right now, so if you guys need any help on signing up, then send me an email and let me know. And I'll probably be seeing you guys in the next face-to-face meeting.
KIN, this is the K2IRP group. We'll have to find out. Every day is a different day for me. I told the gang earlier, Mom went into a nursing home and the family's been going back and forth. Matter of fact, I just got home from there tonight, and then over the weekend we're going to have to go again. You know, it's a terrible thing, but as I said, 70 years plus of smoking on top of her 93, going on 93 years of age, took its toll, so the family's been taking it close the past couple of weeks then. Well, other than that, again, I've been waiting and waiting for them to deliver my Jeep and my new trailer, the camping trailer. I got some news that the camping trailer came in already, so I may be picking it up this weekend. We'll have to see. Again, every day there's something new over here. Well, we're almost at the top of the hour, so if anyone else is out there from the K2IRT gang, come on by.
Steven Volby, K82NX Portable, New Jersey.
We got Steve out there, K82NX. Do you have anyone else for the K2IRP group?
KC2MHY Mobile,
Yankee Hotel.
We got a KC2MHY. Another restriction with hotel on it. Come on in.
You got Kilo Charlie 2, Mike Hotel Yankee. You got Kevin in the mobile. Over.
All right. Got you on the list there. All right. We'll start with what we have. As we're going into the top of the hour, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Meeting here on this frequency just about every Thursday from 8 to about 9 o'clock for a general chat. You don't have to be a member of the New York City Transit to be part of our group tonight. If you want to check in and be part of the fun, please feel free to do so. With that, let's just go to the top of the list here and see what Steve has to say. KD2NX, you got the K2IRT group. Come on in, Steve.
Yeah, W2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is KD2NX Portable in the beautiful borough of Keensburg here in New Jersey. And good evening to everybody. How you doing there, Moby? Hope everything is doing all right. And I guess everything is status quo as far as Mom is concerned. So, kind of reading some of the mail before. I just got home about 15 minutes ago, now the weather is improving. This is the first warm night that we've had. So rather than going and stuffing my face at this time that I usually miss out on guys, I stumble off the bus, get to HF Portable, spare battery, and going for my 2 mile and change walk here while I'm joining the group with you here. So hope everything is all right, everything is status quo, and I'll go on about some of the museum stuff on the next go around. I don't want to be a hog here. WA2AX, the K2IRT group from KD2NX Portable.
Alright, Steve, KD2NX, this is the K2IRT group. Good to hear you again. Yeah, as I said, we've been going back and forth. As time goes on under the hospice here, it just takes the starch out of you to see what goes on. But keeping good hands over at that Mount Carmel, Sisters of Carmel nursing home out there. Alright, let's go down the list now and talk to Kevin. Hey Kevin, I just missed you over at the Limark Hamfest a while back. I heard you were over there and we were ships passing in the night. KC2MHY, you got the K2IRT group.
You can say K2IRT group. Okay, KC2MHY. Hey, yeah, I'm sorry I missed that. I missed you over there. I did pick up a tuna. Hey, for HF there for my ICOM 718. And seemed like it's working like the anything. And what I did, I did a lot of changes since I bought the tuna. I turned in my car about a 2001. I got a 2008 Hyundai Elantra, right now. So I'm dealing. It's a nice car and everything, and I'm driving it there in good health and everything. Not trying to get a scratch on it. Try to watch some of these other drivers and stuff. And I just dropped my mother off from church, so I did have the mobile radio on, and I was, using the gas in the car, so I decided to hook up the HT, because I walk around with a portable HT. So back over to you, K2IRT, and the group. This is KC2MHY, portable there, Brooklyn.
KC2MHY, the K2IRT group. Quick question, Kevin. When you got the new car, did you notice anything different with ignition noise or any noise level in general when you moved it over to the new one?
Get no noise in my radio. I used to get noise in my radio, but I think my A-band was going bad in other car and everything. So I only had 37,000 pounds when I got rid of the other car. The car was just, But there was a lot of things that was, they cost me money, and things started to go, and I think my warranty went out, and it was total inspection time. I had to do a couple of things over here, so what can I say? So back over to you. K2IRT, this is KC2MHY portable. Back over to you.
KB2BQ checking in.
All right, Kevin, and we have Val checking in. Yeah, because, Kevin, I ordered a new Jeep Wrangler for myself back on February 5th. And, it's yet to be delivered. I did find out from the dealer last Friday that it was made exactly on that day, on Friday. They gave me the VIN number. And now they're busy transporting it from Toledo, Ohio to Midtown Manhattan. So God only knows when that thing is going to come in. But like I said, my Jeep was 10 years old. It's a 98 Jeep. It's got 160,000 miles, 16 years worth of driving on a 10-year Jeep. So it's time to move on there. But I do have a good friend in car equipment who was one of the engineers.
he is who's buying it for his son, and they want to put all sorts of stuff, the big wheels and everything else into it, and it's the perfect vehicle for that. All right, Kevin, let's see if Val has anything. Good afternoon, Val, KD2VE2, how you doing?
Doing great here, Lobie, thank you, and good to hear everybody out on the K2RT net this afternoon, this evening, and, you know, hope everything goes well with Granny there, and God bless her, and I didn't get much, I just popped in, turned it on, and heard you guys coming in, and had to pop back upstairs and came back down to check in. So I don't know exactly who's on the air right now. I'll let it go around. And right now, just say hello and to one and all. And back over to you, Lobie. This is KD2VE2.
KD2YZX.
Hello, Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Hotel. Going Queens, checking in.
Hi, Val. As we speak, more and more people are checking in. We got Charlie and we got KC2 here at Yankee Hotel out there. And we're doing good. Thanks for the kind words. We're just biding our time.
And I'm not going to dwell on it too much, but
unfortunately, taking a lot of my time and a lot of the family's time running back there. So ham radio is secondary right now. To the point where I haven't even had a chance in the past few days of even getting on 160 tonight because I've been crawling in a little too late. All right, Val, let's pick up Charlie now, WD2, YZX and the K2R. How are you doing, Charlie?
QA2AX and again, WB2YZX, good evening, and hello Val, I haven't spoken to you in a few hours, and actually I was having dinner early and I was listening on the HT, so I don't want to speak with my mouth full, my mother said it was impolite, so good evening to everybody, seems like we got a nice bunch of people here tonight, so I really don't have much to say except hello, so back to you, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, Charlie, WB2YZX, and Charlie, thanks very much for making that the check-in list for the face-to-face last Thursday. I have it, and I put it through the file there. It looks like you had a good group over there, and why not? K2IRT is getting more and more popular. Let's give it over to KD2SYH for his comments, and then time for me to make a few comments before we go back to the top of the list. KD2SYH, come on in.
Sierra Yankee Hotel. I'd like to say good evening to the net. Hope everybody is doing good, and I don't really have much to say right now. I'll let it go around a few times, and I have some information about the 160 sitting in the M line. I'll let you out that information once it goes around a few times, and I'll just be listening for now. KC2SY, back over to you, WA2AXZ.
K2SYH, you get the K2IRT group, and of course, WA2AXZ. Your master of ceremonies for tonight's fun and games there.
What we've been trying to do is trying to get things together for the field day experience. There seems to be a new word now in all the radio stations. Everyone has to have an experience. And I think with all of our experience, you definitely had one heck of an experience. Wally was trying to get a couple of the gang together on Sunday, but I have to find out. As I said, my hands are pretty well tied with the time right now, and I'm not going to know even until tomorrow if Sunday is going to be available or not. We'll talk to Andy, we'll talk to Neville, and a couple of the other guys that have the keys to the old substation out there. If it comes to pass where I can't be out there because I'm pretty well tied up with what we're doing, I'd love one of the other guys to take some time out there.
Blackburn was out at Hamels. Well, the shack is out at Hamels in 10,000 short pieces, and we're waiting for crews to come.
The rail is going to put it up, but it looks like it's going to be a little bit. I was hoping to get this thing done in the wintertime, but the winds didn't cooperate, so I'm just happy to say it's out there, and it'll be assembled one way or the other, hopefully by that's enough for what I have here, just other than my daisies around the corner. These people at the Hamvention already sent me my ticket, and it's blue ticket this year. Last year was orange, the year before it was red, so I'm ready to go. With that, let's turn it back up to Dennis, KFC-92KIN. Dennis, come on in and make one. The K2IRT. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, I am with the K2IRT group. Well, North Carolina was pretty noisy, Lobby. I don't know if you noticed it, but the moment you dropped out, you know, you turned back in pretty good, and then you went to the noise again. It sounds like some kind of alternator whining, but I'm not sure if you're mobile or on a base station, or it was just the repeater that's doing the trick. But anyway, I hope that you try to make out your situation there with the nursing homes, and you know, best of luck to that. And just wanted to say that I did pay a little visit to your substation the other day, actually on Monday, last Friday, to Westchester Square. Saying we have some work to do there, so for some reason, I guess I just don't get used to be at a substation for too long, and I got a pretty bad headache after hearing all the whining of the substation generators or converters, what have you. But it's been pretty interesting, though, the amount of machineries and just the size of it, you know, it's pretty amazing. And after that, that's pretty much it. And you know, just want to say hello to everyone that I haven't seen in a while. Val, Charlie, and a couple other guys. And you know, back over to you, Lovey. This is N2KIN.
N2KIN, this is the K2IRT radio group there. Well, it's interesting to see those rectifiers. It's an amazing power supply. Each one is 3 million watts, 3 megawatts worth of DC. I forget who said it. One of the guys sent me an article years ago that some guy who is a CBer decided to build a transmitter of some sort using the third rail as his D-plus, his plate voltage. And for many, many years, he was using the third rail to power this just about a kilowatt transmitter. Well, until they caught him. And apparently they made him disconnect everything. But it's amazing to see how much electricity this thing uses. It boggles the mind when you think of the transmitters up on the Empire State Building and the other large beam transmitters where they were transmitting in the megawatt range. And you'd love to see what the power supply is up there. And then we'll see a monster there. All right, Dennis, let's turn it over to Steve now. KD2NX on the Jersey Shore. Come on in and make one, Steve.
W-H-O-A-X-Z with the K2IC group. This is KD2NX. Yep, just portable over here in Keensburg. Just making my way around town. And I don't know if you changed power settings on your mobile, Lobby, but I think what's happening is sometimes you'll start out good, and all of a sudden your audio quality will change, and the signal gets noisy. So I think what's happening is that the voting receiver system is capturing the weaker sample of of your transmitted signal somewhere along the line. That's what's happening. So you'll be clear, audio sounds good, and then another receiver captures your transmitted signal, and in theory, it shouldn't be working that way. It should stay on the fuller firing signal, but who knows? It's a big system and a bear to maintain. I've been there and done that, so it's a miracle anything works. It's such a bad system. It takes quite a group of good heads to keep the system up, and the rich does a fine job. Anyway, let's see, I got the IRT Museum of Painted Redbirds ready for the flushing line service on opening day last Tuesday. There's cards that they sent out to Corona with four of the IRT teams from the museum, and they sent our train. And help prep the six of the cars up in 2-7 yards, and then pull the 3R9s off the 24 track into the inspection barn to have them looked over before they get sent down to the rodeo. Car equipment rodeo is this Saturday, Moby. So I guess they're transferring the R9s down there tonight, I guess, as we speak. And let me let this drop. Also, I heard mention of a station in here talking about the R-160s on the Mary. As far as I know, the 160s have eradicated all the R-42s off the Mary, and we've got a lot of them up at 2-7 yard. I think they're taking the worst performers, and they're sending them out first for the reef program. But in the process, I think what they did was they transferred some equipment from Pitkin, the R-32s from Pitkin out to Jamaica for Queens IND service, and they're actually running a couple of R-42s on the A-line now. So, well, for what it's worth, anyone that's interested, I figure I'd pass that along. And haven't been on 160 at all, Obie. I just don't have enough fire in the wire to make a go. That's a quick update at the moment. I'll let it pass around the horn here. WA2AZ, K2IRT Group, K2NX Portable. Hopefully my signal's been holding up as I'm traipsing around town here.
Check it.
Right, we know we've copied every word, Steve. What I did was I reduced the power before we took up the check in there. I had it on the high power. This is an old ICOM 3200, and depending on how it likes to interface with the antenna, it sometimes causes problems there. So what I did was I reduced the power back down to its, I think it's 5 watts. So if any of the guys hear this thing dropping out again, I think the next time it's going to drop out, it'll drop out the window. Come on in, Chicken. I think that's Andy.
Good evening, KFGWR, Woodbury, New Jersey. And Bob, 5 signal there, 5 watts, and I don't see anybody on the internet that's really not picking. It says me down here pulling the wires apart here in the shack, got the antenna indoors tonight. I don't know why.
That sounds good, Andy. Well, I want to tell you one thing. I hereby declare summer is here. The only reason why I do that is the first Mr. Softy truck has just gone down my block in Brooklyn. So if he's out there, there truly must be summer. And a good thing on the antennas. Did you straighten out that little tree problem there to where you're able to string your long wires again?
Yeah, that's affirmative. In fact, I got the wires up, I have room for another wire. I'm debating. I got almost 150 feet, I think, for another wire. So I think I'm really, I might go with something to go down on 160 and hang with the big boys. But yeah, wire is up right now. I have one more connection to make. And hopefully this weekend will be nice enough to make that connection. And we'll be Eastbound bound once more. AFCWR.
KFCWR, this is K2IRT group. They want to consider a simple All-American, the low-band G5RV. Get one that'll resonate on 160, especially if you have that much room and to be able to do something quite nice out there. Must be nice to have room. I went to my backyard the other day. I cleaned up my backyard getting ready to plant the North 40. I only have two strips of dirt. It's 2 foot wide and 20 foot long, and that's the extent of my big garden in the backyard. So, to talk about an antenna farm, hell, I can't even grow tomatoes. All right, Andy, let's get down the list and see if Kevin has anything to say. KC2MHY, it's all yours, Kevin. Come on in.
NHY, Kevin, you still with us? Hey, I was looking for my mic. I didn't know where I put the microphone at. Hey, but I'm right here. I'm talking about Mother Day and everything. You guys, Kevin, you on? I got anything to really add? I'm just hey, over here. They're down in Canarsie right now with trying to go over to the supermarket, and I'm stuck in traffic over here. I'm over here by the bus depot, where the train connects over to the bus. So, it's... and I'm going slow, so... Back to you, K2IRT in the group, KC2MHY Mobile. Take it away.
I know, Kevin. You're over on Rockaway over there. Just be careful. And find a good parking space out there. All right, with that, we'll turn it over to Val, KB2VEQ. See what's happening on his side of town. It's all yours, Val. Come on in.
Roger, roger. This is KB2VEQ. Well, I guess I'll add my little part on in reference to the 160s. I received two pedestals for the monitors over on the J-Line. And last I heard, they were installing some of the conduits so that we can run the cable to... relocate, well, actually position some new monitors because the conductor's position is about 60 feet from the, I guess, the, was it, R44s that they're running over there. We're making a few small steps towards getting those online and back in service. So as soon as we get those monitors mounted and a couple of additional cameras here and there, the 160s will be in service. So it's moving slow. We had to get permission from signal representative to make sure that we can run conduit in the right location so that it won't be offensive to them. And then we'll mount up the monitors and the cameras. So far we haven't received all of the enclosures for the monitors, and we haven't received the monitors, but we did receive two pedestals encased in, you know, with the glass, stainless steel, weigh about 500 pounds. I couldn't even pick up one end of it. These things are humongous and heavy. And so that's slow progress, but we're getting there. This is KB2VEQ, back to that K2RT net. And back to you, Lodi, WA2AXV in the bunch.
All right, Val, KB2VEQ. Now, someone was talking today about Long Island Railroad, N7, and apparently they have a different identification system in there than we do in the 160 and the 142. Apparently they use a GPS signal to give the location and the train announcement to where the trains are. And for the past couple of weeks, we're told that they stopped doing that. All the announcements had stopped. Apparently, the Long Island Railroad made a change of a GPS provider there, and they're operating at a different frequency. So it looks like they got a little work to do on the M70, the new Long Island Railroad bus. I'm just curious, the announcements that we have in the subway, is that the off of the transducer at the platform, or something else out?
I'm not sure. Was that a question for me, Lobie?
Yeah. If you know how that thing actually feeds in all those trains and that train announcements on the train.
No, I can find out for you, but I'm not sure exactly how that works. I'll see if I can give a call tomorrow. Next time we're on the air, I can give a little bit more information on it, but I'm not sure exactly how that works right now.
Lowly, it runs on mileage. It runs on how far the train actually travels. They have all that programmed into the rolling stock. It runs on distance between stations, KD2NX.
Oh, okay. It's a geometry type of situation based on distance and speed.
Yeah, it certainly makes it interesting. I know the M7s on Metro North were having problems with that when they were having wheel slip problems. They would have to disengage the announcements because the train would be announcing improper stations, and that can pretty much happen even with the subway equipment. If they have a slip slide problem, the system has to be reset. But yeah, that's exactly it. It's just not necessarily speed. It doesn't run on speed, but it runs on total distance between each stop. And it's programmed for each and every line.
Okay, now on the L line, I think it's transmitters, microprocessing transmitters that feed back.
Well, it's a whole mess unto itself over there with that computer-based train control thing over there. Nothing is working right over there, so I couldn't even begin to tell you about that system. Last time I worked the Canarsie line was when the R-42s were overhauled back in the late 80s. And the last time I was actually there was with a set of R-9s about 4 years ago. Boy, the line has changed.
Yeah, KC2SYH, some information on the L line. Most of the 143s that are operating on the L line, they're having a lot of problems. You basically can't go, you can't make one trip without putting your train in bypass because of CBTC failure. So, you know, it's still not working right. They're having a lot of problems over there. They're not going to get it up and running for like another year, you know, another few years. They're having so many problems. You know, the 160s, they don't even have CBTC yet. They're not going to get them for a while now. It's going to be years before they get their CBTC in there. Back over to you guys. KC2SYH.
KC2SYH, got KC2IRT group there. Well, that's one of the big reasons why they're keeping the old wayside signal. We had thought that they would have been modernized 10 years ago. They were supposed to be upgraded and that you can shut down the old 25 cycle power for those signals. But we were given a heads up that thanks to the problems with CBTC, we fondly call it crash-based train control. Obviously engineers are CBTC. They're not to be trusted and they're going to keep the old signals going. Even on the Flushing line, they're talking about putting the CBTC on the Flushing line, but they're getting ready for a signal modernization in sections, and it's in progress now, where they're installing 60 cycle regular Edison house current powered signals. And that'll be the backbone until they can get the bugs worked out, guys.
Yeah, they want to put CBTC on the 7 as well. You know, my opinion, I think they're crazy. Oh, it's not going to work. The old system that we have currently, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, they want to have trains operating 90-second headways and even closer. I mean, you know, right now without CBTC on the 7 line during rush hour, you have 90-second headways, which is one of the reasons why my brother, which is TD, UTD, he left the A division. He couldn't take it with those headways. You know, it's a lot of too much work. It's a lot of work. You have a lot of ADT. It's ridiculous. So he went over to B division.
Yeah, it's great to be a public agency on public welfare. You got to admit, it's nice when somebody else is flipping the bill, even if it's a failure.
Fun part is, it's a good German system, it's Siemens. And Siemens, from what I'm told, has been putting this on trolley lines and other train lines, and it has some teething pains. But for a system as extensive as the New York City subway, it's going to take quite a long time to get their act together. But it's nice to know that they were using communication-based train control starting in the 60s. On the Grand Central Shuttle, and that worked somewhat okay. They were using vacuum tube transducers at the time. That worked until, I believe, one of the control units decided to catch on fire and actually melt some of the beams there. I think Steve knows that. That's part of the tour that Joe Cunningham gives over there. Points out the melted beams for our earlier foray into train control. But nothing comes easy to us. There's always big teething pains if we try to go into a new technology. Let's just drop this out for a second. And just the other day, the fiber optic system lost a good piece of the E-ring covering Queens and Brooklyn. And I had 10 of my 79 control zones citywide go out. And everybody was scrambling to run to the remote control center to keep the power system going. And even though all these systems are supposed to have built-in redundancy, it's built in to a point. And it fails with a big crash. And the guys don't seem to mind it too much. You know, every time the lights blink, it's like the bell is going off on a cash register. Ka-ching! Overtime! All right. Let's go over to Charlie, WB2YZX. How you doing, Charlie?
K2AXZ, WB2YZX. Okay, and good evening to Andy and Dennis. And Dennis, I'll be looking for you, I guess 2 weeks. On at on 4:32, if you want to get into that sprint, it's going to be a Monday night, I guess. Be a week from Monday, and I didn't even know about it, but I was on their Monday night and was working a bunch of stations, and it's funny. Monday, I came across a guy who hadn't worked since 1970, and it's the guy must be 100 years old. But it's funny how you come across people after even a very long time. So, Lobby, I have a question for you. At 99th Street substation, which is going to be my new home, you have a couple of rooms there that are completely sealed up like little Chernobyls. What is in those rooms?
Well, it depends on where the rooms are. Are they in the basement? Are they upstairs?
In the basement, I'm told that they are some kind of old transformers filled with PCB or something.
You never know. You never know. We're going to have to break down the wall. I have the floor prints for the old substation 7. I'll take a look. the main power transformers were located on the second floor. And they had a tin air chamber that kept the transformers cool when it was designed in 1899. The basement may contain some switchgear. It may also contain some signal transformers. So what they'll have to do is just pop out a wall and just take a look and see what's in there. What you can do is just give me an email tomorrow and I'll look and I'll see exactly where it is. Is it running the length of the building or is it just in the front of the building, Ed?
It serves me there in the basement about the center. So not a big deal. I'm just curious, maybe you know off the top of your head, someone mentioned it was old, some old transformer or something which had PCB in it, but, and if I got to move in there one way or the other, I'll find out if I have to knock down the wall myself with a sledgehammer, but no big deal. I'll find out sooner or later. W-H-2-A-X-Z, WB2-Y-Z-X.
I can tell you that when they built the old Manhattan Railway substations in that contract period, they had to build the building substantial because they were holding tons and tons of rotating machines. They had those rotary converters. And in that station, you had two rows of rotary converters. Now, in the basement, it wasn't really a wide open basement because for the foundation, the designers at the time decided to hold all this rotating equipment. They had to build a pyramid-style base. And the pyramid-style base, even though it had rooms into it, was a solid structure. When they took apart Substation 3 across the street from 53rd Street, the builder and I were getting together and were talking, and I gave him some of the plans for that building. And they couldn't believe what they reinforced those bases with. They reinforced them with rails. They reinforced them with nails. And every kind of piece of iron bar you could think of that they could throw into that cement to strengthen it. And I've got some pictures of them trying to destroy it. And the thing looks like you're going into the ancient dig of the pyramids over there. So, don't be surprised. You may open up something and may find a couple pieces of rotary sitting down there. All right, Charlie. With that, let's go over to KC2SYH and see what he has to say about all this talk. KC2SYH, it's all yours.
Yeah, KC2SYH. I just wanted to give my information about the 160s on the Mary. Basically what they're doing is they're taking all the 42s from the M line little by little and they're giving them over to the Apple line. And they're doing that because they're scrapping the Phase 2 R32s. For whatever reason, they're scrapping them and they need trains to fill in that spot and the 42s can fill in that spot. There's already about one or two sets running on the A line, 42s right now. And that's what they're doing. That's why the 160s went to the M line already. They were supposed to go on the J first, but they were delayed because of the TVs for the conductor boards that they need. That's what delayed them. And basically, all the 160s that were running on the Z, they took them and they put them on the M line. So you have all 42s running on the Z line again, which is good. And but it's not good for the M line that the 160s are on there now because the 42s. Well, they're still on there, but there's not as many of them on there anymore. Basically, all the 160s, they go out to Bay Parkway in the morning, and then they make their trip back. And you have all 42s behind the 160s all the time now. They have the 160s out there first, and if one of them on their way in different places. The crew is on the Mary, don't seem to be liking the new trains. They're having indication problems, door problems, and they don't like them at all so far. So that's not good. I don't like the 160s either. I'm not a fan of the new tech train, so. And I wish they would have kept the 42s on there. And if they had to, give them.
start to see the drop out there. Towards the end, you dropped out there, KC2XYO. But as I said, we're not going to stop progress. We're hell-bent on getting more and more of these Kawasaki cars. I would like to see the finance plan of how they're doing this. Now without the congestion pricing, they got snookered out of quite a few $1 billion worth of funding. So they're starting to have their meetings now, the panic meetings, on how to reduce the spending in the TA. From my point of view, I think Second Avenue Subway is going to go by the wayside again. They're still hell-bent on building the 7 West, but we'll see how it is with the new car purchases. I'm told many of the bus purchases have now been put on hold. So it's going to be very interesting, very interesting. You got the 160s that they're flooding in. They've got the new series, the 75-footers, the 179s coming down the road. And God only knows what's going to happen after that. I wish they would put some money into the power system, but in their wisdom, they decided to cut my budget to the bare bones. So I'll just have to go get a little more mouse food to keep them spinning on the thing. All right, let's give it over to Andy, KF2WR, out in the wilds of New Jersey. How you doing, Andy?
Funny how that is meeting with the Second Avenue Subway pretty interesting stuff, but it's actually in the back of everybody's mind. They were thinking we were talking to them to get off
nothing left here to say.
Remember what Morse code I could KF2WR.
KF2WR, WA2AIG, the K2IRT group there. Now, everything is a little rusty. I had my code speed up to beyond 18 words a minute. Now I find it a strain when I turn it on trying to copy W1AW practice sessions. So someday, you know, like everything else, Andy, we'll get around to it someday when we have a few minutes to actually sit back and spend the time with it. And that's one of the things with Morse code. You got to sit there and spend the time or you get rusty pretty fast. The old rust grows right away there. The other thing, Andy, is I was told that my camper was delivered to Hempstead. It's in Hempstead right now. And they're installing the air conditioning and the optional heat and all the other little goodies I had ordered with it. So I'll be giving them a call tomorrow. I may ask you to pick it up this weekend or sometime next. Sadly, I don't have a Jeep to tow it in. I do know that the Jeep was built last Friday, and I think they have it coming over by Pony Express from Ohio to Midtown Manhattan. So, good enough. Good enough. Well, they say good things come to those who are waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Let's see what happens there. Let's go back up to the top of the list. One more run. First here in KIN. Dennis, it's all yours to make one, Ronnie.
Yeah, I was the KUTRT group. Yeah, there's a lot going on the live show line and a lot of good information as well. And I just want to make a little comment on the CPTC and on the second line. And since my coworker was working on that particular project, and, you know, it's, from what I heard from him, you know, it's just that the concept of CPTC is not new, as you might know, and especially Siemens, the company who put in the, you know, a lot of CPTC projects, they have to, it's not that they don't have the subject before, but it's just that the complexity of our system, you know, it takes so much that, as compared to the other cities, you know, they have only probably like less than 5 words, less than 5 interlockings. Versus us, you know, we have so many different interlockings and so many different traffic. And one of the big problems with the airline is that and try to mix the automatic train with the manual train, you know, you're gonna run into problems with, you know, having a computerized system and trying to interface that with a manual train, you know, it just doesn't play well. And hopefully in the upcoming years when the Boston CBTC comes, it's gonna be you know, a little bit more seamless. And hopefully, you know, it's gonna play out good. And in the meantime, I just wanna copyright attention of an article in the New York Times the other day talking about the red birds that were down in the shores of Jersey. Give me a couple for a second. Apparently the red birds that are down in New Jersey, they're having a much greater attraction than they exploded before. That particular area is off the Delaware coast. Apparently, according to the article, that area usually attracts less than 300 angler trips per year. And as of last year, there was more than 10,000 trips to that particular area. And that whole area there's just so much life down there that, you know, they're saying that they have to, you know, put some control over the amount of fishing trips down there, you know, just whole mess of fishing nets and hooks and, you know, all kinds of different traffic jam down, you know, 200 feet below the waters. And I guess it's something pretty interesting, you know, to see a different aspect of the trains that get a second life down in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Anyway, Bobby and everyone here, I'm going to make this my final go around, and hopefully I'll see you guys in the next on the meeting. It's very good. CIM, back to the K2IRT net. Very good, guys.
All right, Dennis. Well, thanks for being with us tonight. We had a good time tonight. And as you're right about that, sometimes they get a little bit too sophisticated. Our problem, at least in our power section, is they put the high-tech equipment in with low-tech people instead of bringing a higher caliber group of people that have an understanding of computer systems and high-tech SCADA. They expect all the guys that worked on the rotaries to follow along. And not that the guys who worked on the rotaries can't do it, but there's so much new technology, new computerized operation system coming in. And you get to see this every day, and so do I. It's just overwhelming at times. It is overwhelming at times. So, again, if the transit really wants to keep up with the times, they're going to have to invest in the people, and sadly, we know all too true that they don't do that. They don't do that at all. Dennis, have a great day, and we'll catch you. We'll see what happens. I'll talk to Wally a little later on tomorrow, and we'll find out if we're going to do a Sunday get-together. With that, we'll turn it over to Steve, KD2NX, speaking of 160. 1871 is alive and well. Tom and the gang are up there having a great chat. So if you get on a little later, I'll key you into the group, the 1721 group. For your Steve, KD2NX.
Okay, very good, Logan. WA2AXT with the K2IRC group. This is K2NX. Making my second round about. I think I'll time it just right to where I'll have about 5 miles of walking in here before the net is over. So, that's not too bad. And yes, I agree on a comment you made before about summer being finally here. Well, it must be, because today was the first day that I didn't have to drill out a train with my jacket today up in the yard. I actually walked out there with my shirt sleeves rolled up, and I said, yup, this is a sign of a good thing. So, yeah, I'd much rather have heard
prefer 160 meters to, so my interest in the equipment pretty much ends with R-42. You know, give me everything from a wooden L car up to R-42 that's tried, true, and reliable. And after that, everything becomes kind of a mess. So, as far as I'm concerned, they're really scrapping and reefing the wrong equipment. The R-44 should be going out into the ocean. They're probably the worst performers that the system has, and they dumped so much money into them, and they're still nothing but a rolling shop ticket. They're no good. And I think what they're doing also, the reason why two R-32s for the other stations information is because they don't have, they're scrapping the worst performers first. And the Phase 2 R-32 overhauls, they don't have as good a performance rate as the Phase 1 WABCO brake equipment the R-32s have. The WABCO Phase 1s are far more reliable, as well as the air conditioning equipment in them. With the Phase 2 R-32s, they just aren't as good. Different control, different braking system with the New York air brake and different air conditioning units on them. And I've worked both of them, I've worked them all, and the Phase 1s are far superior. It's like the R-38, they're like a Phase 1 R-32. Let me see. I think that's about it for me. Don't have a whole heck of a lot else to add. So I'll stick around for the 73 round Lobie, and I'll pass it on back to you. W2AXZ in the group. This is K2NX, K2IRT.
K2NX, got the K2IRT group. I always love it when we do these fan trips and you have Art Murphy and Bill Wall out there, and something pops up and goes wrong with you. Their faces, they're running around trying to breathe life to the old rolling stock. But again, the old rolling stock lived 70, 80, 90 years. I'd like to see some of this new stainless steel stuff last as long. Yeah, maybe the body will last, you know, maybe the floor and the facade and all the pretty lights. But the electronics and the running gear underneath, I doubt it. All right, turn it over to Kevin again. Let's see if Kevin is still with us. KC2MHY, Kevin, are you still with us?
Not hearing him. We'll see if Val has anything further to say. VEQ. So, Val, how's that little 746 holding up for you? 2VEQ, Val, are you still with us? 2LTV, checking in.
Charlie has anything further to say before we head to the top there. The WB2YZX, 762IRT.
AXZ, WB2YZX. Okay, very good. I think we had another check in there too. And I'll just make this my 73 round. And sorry it couldn't be the meeting here tonight. It seems the two new guys that Greg belongs, at least one of them ready to take his test in another month. So I wish him well, and very encouraging that we got new people coming in and getting their tickets. So I wish him all the best. So 73 for now from me. I'm just going to be in the listening mode here. So good night to everyone. Back to you, Lobby.
WB2Y ZX, K2IRT group.
We noticed this on 72CHU on 40 meters as well as 160, that more and more of the new hams are starting to get on and tour. I think it's pretty good. And a lot of them are even interested in Morse code, even though they never took the code. They're going into that, so you know, maybe the new licensing wasn't that bad after all. There's hope for the system. But it's up to all of us as radio operators to take advantage of the frequencies, to use them as much as possible, and make the presence known. The FCC, and not only FCC for that matter, but all you got big business, big radio stations, other conglomerates, just drooling at the spectrum, trying to see where they can hack away and start taking little pieces away from the ham radio operators. I got that big chart, the ICOM chart in the control center, and it seems to be a favorite for the meetings. Nobody's asked me to take it down, and even Mike Salmon was examining it, looking at all the various demand plans and the frequency usage. So I'm leaving it hanging in the conference room. It gives everybody an idea of where everything is and where it's going there. All right, let's see if Val is gone. Charlie is on the side. KC2SYH, come on in and make one.
KC2SYH. Yes, I'm going to make this my 7-3 round. It's getting to the top of the hour over here. So I'd like to say goodbye to everybody in the net. Had a good time today, and catch you next Thursday. Everybody out here, KC2SY, 73.
All right, well, you have a great day and a great weekend there, and we'll have more folklore and train lore. We'll see what we have out there. I was working with the Transit Museum today on the internet and sent letters back and forth for identifying pictures and things. Came up with a Greenwood substation, and we're all trying to scratch our heads and figure out what the heck is a Greenwood substation. I know we had one on the old 4th Avenue and the 5th Avenue elevated at 38th Street, but this is a new one, so we're trying to track that thing down. You never know. We don't know it all, we'll never know it all. We just have to uncover all this information in the museum to figure out where it all went. With that, let's give it to Andy if he's still here. KF2WR, come on in and make one.
All right, good fellows, KF2WR. I want to say 7-3, everybody. Thank you for the repeater. And not much to add. Bob, I might see you tomorrow. I heard rumor of a trip possibly up to 144. So if we get together, I'll see you then. 7-3, everybody. KFCWR.
Yeah, Andy, I think we definitely are going to go to 144. Going to take a good look. Charlie's interested in taking a look, too, but just want to see how it all finally came out. We'll wait for Edison. If Edison takes down the heater and picks it back up again, I'll be more than happy to see that thing back on the line and get it out of our hair. The guys did a fantastic job on the rebuild. This is the temporary transformer, the Long Island Railroad rectifier. The 1932 feeder breakers. just amazing how we can keep things together and stuff like that. All right, Andy. At this time, I'll just open it up if anyone else has anything to say before we put a lid on it for another week.
I'll stand by.
Hello, KD2NX. Greenwood substation. Greenwood Avenue on the Fulton Street L. Also known as 111th Street, Greenwood Avenue on the A line now. Could that be a possibility?
111th Street on the Fulton Street L?
Yes. Yeah, it's 111th Street, Greenwood Avenue, on the Fulton Street L. That's currently part of the A line now, going out to Leopard Boulevard. One stop away from the last stop.
Alright, I'm going to take a look because what said that piece of the L over there was the Ozone Park substation. The Ozone Park substation took that pretty much to the end of the line. I don't see anything in the books, but we'll have to see. I know of a Greenwood substation that's part of Con Edison. And according to the museum, this Greenwood was found in a pile of prints near 38th Street. So, again, I just have to go to 2 Broadway and do some identification over there. But we'll find it. Hey, listen, we found 97-98% of all the power information between Joe and myself. So we'll keep going. We're always willing to learn and find out more. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I don't know if he caught my other comment earlier, Lobe. They have a car equipment rodeo in Coney Island Yard. I believe it's this coming weekend. That's why they're transferring the R9s down there and the IRT post-war equipment down there, too. So, I don't know if I'll be partaking in it. I haven't been asked, so we'll just wait and see what happens. I'll be doing my usual Friday morning ride in tomorrow into your neck of the woods, so I'll give you a blast on the phone if you're going to be around. So anyhow, turn it back to you. This will be it for me. And not only did I get a chance to hang around here with you guys for a while, but I got a 5 to 6 mile walk in, which is a good thing. WH2AXC, K2RIT Group. Good evening, everybody, from 82 and X Portable. Take it away, Lobe. I'll catch you later. And say hello to the boys on the 1721 group for me. I'm going to go, I'll go grab myself a sandwich. I worked up an appetite. Tell them I said hello and I was asking for them.
Sounds good.
Matter of fact, they're in the background now. We've got Denzel and the other guys talking there, so we'll do a check-in and say hi to them. And, we were asked again. The guys asked me earlier if the K2IRT wanted to be part of a shack out there the way we were last year. And, again, with everything going on, the majority of the guys are just hanging out for field day. So we will have our special event set out for August 17th at the Marine Park Nature Center. We'll set up a couple of rigs, do a demonstration for our Barefoot in the Park special event. And that announcement will be in QST, probably in the July issue. We usually print it a month ahead. And the gang will get together and have a little fun in the park in late summer. Why not? We'll have we always have fun no matter where we go. All right, gang. I want to thank everybody for stopping by the K2IRT New York City Transit radio group today. We're usually here every Thursday night from about 8 to 9 o'clock unless we have our face-to-face monthly meeting. And then the band is really quiet. In a few minutes, our QSY down to 1871 on the 160 meter band. And if anyone has the capability, you're more than welcome to come on down and join the crew down there. Again, to the
the people who own the repeater, Rich, and the rest of the gang there. Listen, thanks very much for allowing us to use the repeater once again. That's all from WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group. I'm going to head up to, I'm going to head down to 160. Bye-bye for now.